السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters listening at the madrasa and our receivers, once again a majlis of zikr, majlis of Naat Sharif, majlis of Tawbah, majlis of remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, majlis of encouragement to practice upon the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. So it is not a majlis for increase of knowledge and information. I mentioned that many times that there are different kinds of majalis. Each one has its own fragrance and flavor. This is a majlis of zikr, and I really call it a majlis of tawbah. Believe me, the number of people that have made tawbah from their sins through this majalis, not only locally, but those who listen over radio stations or over the internet, many people from different parts of the world, it seems that this majlis has had a great impact on their hearts. This type of majlis of tawbah. Lots of bayans we listen, but sometimes at the end of the bayan, there is no real intention of even giving up those sins. So recently people have been returning from Hajj and Umrahs, and once again dreams are some kind of indicators, although we should not put all our trust in dreams. What is important is what we are in our real life. If a person sees Jannat every night in his dream, but all his actions are that of Jahannami and people of hellfire, so then it is cause of great concern. If a person sees Jannat, paradise, every night, he sees Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam every night, but his actions are all those of those who are people of hellfire, so then it is cause of concern, because those dreams could be a warning sign. It could be a warning sign that you are heading in the wrong direction. This is the direction that you should be going, in the direction of Jannat. You've got all the potential, you've got all the courage, and you've got all the knowledge, you've got everything, but you're not making use of it. And instead of following that path which leads to Jannat, but you are going in the direction of Jahannam. So we don't know. So therefore we should not bank all our trust in just dreams. Dreams can be indicators, they can be glad tidings, and they can be warnings. Interpretation of dreams, you have heard many times, are dependent on the person who is seeing the dream, what he sees in the dream, what is the situation at that time around the globe or in his own life or in his home or in the society, what kind of worries he is undergoing. And most of the time it is nothing but a reflection of what the person has been doing during the day, or the kinds of thoughts that he has been harboring and accommodating during the day. So that's what he begins to dream of. As I've said many a time, that if a barber has to see a person, if a barber has to see himself cutting somebody's hair in the dream, then does that have any meaning? Or if a person who is a shepherd, he sees I'm grazing sheep, or a businessman sees that I'm running a business, that doesn't really mean anything. And also we listen to so much of hijacking and murders and killings and so many other things we keep listening every day. So many a times those dreams are just a reflection of those thoughts. somebody's father got hijacked, Allah forbid, and protect, somebody's mother got stabbed, or somebody's husband got killed, or somebody's house got ransacked, or somebody got hijacked, or somewhere there was earthquake, or somewhere there was tremor. Now all these things we talk about, and we discuss. So then it's a reflection of those thoughts of the day. Therefore what I am saying is that let us not put too much of hope only in dreams. If that was the case, there were people in the lifetime of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam who didn't have dreams of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They actually saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We having dreams, and they actually saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They spoke to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam many, many times. They attended the majlis and programs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam during his lifetime. But yet the Quran Sharif declares some of them as kuffar, some of them as munafiqeen and hypocrites. Quran Sharif declares them, and yet they were there. Their names were also Muslim names. So if they who saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they talked to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but they didn't obey, they didn't accept Islam, they didn't have iman, so it meant nothing for them. In fact, it made it more difficult. But if a Muslim has to see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he's got iman, then it is a great ni'mat, it's a bounty, great, great awliya-i-kiram and good, good Muslims, and sometimes even the not so good Muslims like us, we may have dreams of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now what does that mean? It means that this person has got some kind of potential. If it's a pious and righteous, it's glad tiding for them. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is pleased with their obedience, with their durood and salam, with their propagation of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whether it is in the form of madaris, makatib, masajid, khanqas, tabligh, whatever it may be. As long as it is within the parameters of sharia. Some people have written books. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala became pleased with that. They've written tafsirs of the Quran Sharif, tafasir. Or they've done commentary of the Hadith Sharif. Or they have given some other, or they have written some other books which became maqbool in the Allah. And they see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the dream. So then that is glad tiding. Or people are getting hidayat to somebody and then he is seen in the dream. So that is glad tiding for that person. So like that, there has been some kind of a glad tiding or some kind of a basharat. And this is quite a few times that people have seen that the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this insignificant servant of his, reciting this Naat Sharif. So it's no kamal of mine. It is a kamal of the person who wrote this Naat Sharif, Hazrat Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. That it was his great desire to go and read it at the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But it was during his last days of life, and after he passed away, it was found under his pillow. And it has become so maqbool that it has been recited by so many different people in the world. Different places you go, you'll find different people reciting this. It has become so maqbool. So then this has been conveyed to me that again it was seen. I will not go into the details of the dream, but in any case, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must be complete with us. So therefore I decided to repeat this, no matter how many times you may have heard it, but it's my desire to repeat this tonight and light up that fire of ishq of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو تمام دنیا کے ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے ہیں سلام لے لو نبی اکرم Shafi-e-Azam Dukh-e-Dilo ka Payam le lo Tamam dunya ke hum sataye khade hue hain salam le lo. Oh, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as I stated that this was to be recited at the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. So picture ourselves, imagine that you are there standing before the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam and reciting the beautiful Naat Sharif, in which he describes the pain of his heart and pouring out everything there. Nabi Akram Shafi Hazan, oh the great interceder. Who can enter Jannat without the intercession of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? The great Shafaat will first take place, then only people will start entering Jannat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's intercession, there are so many ahadis in authentic ones, Tirmizi Sharif and other kitabs. So who can deny that? Nabi Akram Shafi Azam, Dukhe Dilo Ka Payam Le Lo. Take the message of these wounded hearts, the hearts which are experiencing great pain, looking at the condition of the ummah around the globe. That ummah for whom, O beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you sacrifice so much of your blood, all your life. What kinds of tests and trials you underwent. How much of stoning, how much of criticism, mockery, ridicule. Dogs were put behind you. Stones were thrown at you. Abuse was hurled at you. Your teeth were shattered. How many times you fall down unconscious. In the Haram Sharif you are beaten up. Your park, clean, pure body, through the pores of which even the perspiration was more fragrant than the most fragrant ether and perfume of Madina Sharif. Intestines of animals were put on their back. Nabi Akram, Shafi Azam, Dukhe Dilo Ka Payam Le Lo. But in spite of all that, the 3 years of boycott, where the time then came when leaves of trees had to be chewed for survival. But we as your ummatis around the globe, our haya, our shame, our modesty is all lost. We now use the name of deen for justification of our evil actions and deeds. If we want to justify any sin of ours, we look for some ayat of the Quran Sharif, some hadith Sharif. We twist and turn the meaning and justify anything under the sun. That is our condition. Our actions and our deeds are no better than the munafiqeen. How they used to give lip service, muhabbat, that is our condition. We also proclaim loudly, Ya Rasulallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But neither is our outward condition nor our internal condition according to the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So take our salam, Ya Rasulullah. Tamam dunya ke hum sataye khade huye hain salam le lo. The whole world is against us. And we talk about it all the time. But yet we ourselves are unconcerned. Why are these conditions befalling us? Why is there no happiness, no peace, no tranquility? Why is there no victory for the ummah? Why is there so much of suppression, oppression, tyranny? And yet, the madad and the nusrat and the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not seem to be coming. But we acknowledge our sins before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We do not justify any of our sins before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We ask you to intercede on our behalf. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for forgiveness of our sins. The person says at the Rauza Mubarak. Nabi-e-Akram, Shafi-e-Azam, Dukh-e-Dilo-Ka Payam Le-Lo, Tamam Dunya Ke Hum Sataye Khade Huye سلام لے لو تمام دنیا کہ ہم ستائے کڑے ہوئے ہیں سلام لے لو شکست کشتی اے تیز دارا نظر سے رو پوش ہے کنارا شکست کشتی اے تیز دارا نظر سے رو پوش ہے کنارا نہیں کوئی نا خدا ہمارا خبر تو عالی مقام لے لو نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو This picture in the midst of the ocean, deep inside, there is a ship which has been badly damaged. Water is seeping in. Huge storms are lashing at that ship from all sides. The passengers are in danger of drowning. And that ship, which is being lashed by storms, unfortunately does not even have a captain to steer it out of those storms. It does not have a captain. What will be the condition of that ship? And what will be the condition of those passengers? That is exactly the state of the ummah around the globe. Fitnas are lashing at us from all sides, nothing but fitnas. Fitnas in the name of deen, fitnas in our homes, fitnas in our businesses, fitnas in our schools and colleges. Fitnas of irtidad, people leaving the deen of Islam with great, great doubts in their minds. Fitnas of rejection of the Quran and the Sunnah. Fitnas of mockery of the Ahadith and the Sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Fitnas of rejection of the teachings of the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then the fitnas of all other kinds. Husband and wife, parents and children, brothers and sisters, seniors and juniors, governments and citizens. Everywhere nothing but everyone at loggerheads. Fitnas, fitnas. And at such a time we have absolutely nobody, it seems, who can even steer this ummah out of those storms. We all are saying we have to wait for Imam Mahdi to come. That means until then, we have to tolerate, we have to bear, or we have to sink. Allah Ta'ala forbid. Why? Because nobody is prepared to listen to anybody. Everyone is an authority. Everyone is a mufti. Everyone is a scholar. Everyone has got his own proofs and dalil. And everyone believes that I know the meaning of those ayat and verses of the Quran Sharif better than even all those mufassirin, classical mufassirin. I know the translation and the meaning and the import of these ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Yet that person may not even have a basic knowledge of the Arabic language or in-depth knowledge of the other sciences. Nothing. Or even basic knowledge. Fitnas, fitnas. Nahi koi na khuda hamara. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the Rosa Mubarak, he says, of course it's poetry. We make our dua to Allah Ta'ala. Forgiveness of sins in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. We turn to Him for all assistance, help. But the shafaat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it's a proven thing. Gar nasalli ala ho zubaan par, kya asar hoga aho fuhaan mein. Sharte tawheed kamil yahi hai. Aapka ishq ho qalb ho jaan mein. Without that, there's no tawheed also. So picture a ship like that. And we as the ummah is on that ship. Shikasta kashti etez dara nazar se ro posh hai kinara nahi koi na khuda hamara khabar to ali maqam le lo qadam qadam pe e khauf rehzan zami bhi dushman falak bhi dushman qadam qadam pe e khauf rehzan zami bhi dushman falak bhi dushman zamana hum se hua hai badzan tum hi muhabbat se kaam le lo nabi-e-akram shafi-e-azam dukhe dilon ka payam le lo qadam qadam pe khauf rehzan zameen bhi dushman falak bhi dushman. In other words, oh my beloved Allah, what has our condition become that at present every step that we take we are in great fear of the rehzan, the hijackers, the looters, the murderers, the killers. If you're not talking about hijackers of cars, hijackers of the iman of the ummah, hijackers of the sukoon, the itminan, the tranquility which the ummah had enjoyed through their cultural lifestyles, which they have planted in our homes. They have taken away all that. And then everyone has ganged up against this ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If a person walks naked in the streets, then it is acceptable. But if a woman has to go with a burqa or with hijab and niqab in France, then they want to pass a law, 750 euros fine. Zami bi dushman, falak bi dushman. The ground on which we walk seems to be our enemy. And when we look up at the skies, it seems that that's also turned our enemy, because we find the bombs and the missiles and everything raining from the upon the heads of the ummah. But then who is the one that supports all these type of resolutions? Where do they get the fatwas from? Dollars have bought off scholars and muftis and everywhere. In the world, they buy them all. And they're getting fatwas to say that there's no need for it. It's not an Islamic tradition. It is a cultural thing. And if you don't wear it, nothing wrong with it. And they're getting women to support it. And women, Muslim women, or name, in name Muslim. Look at the kind of derogatory terms they are using with regards to the niqab and hijab. So on the one hand, the disbelievers, and the other hand, our own Muslims, or so-called Muslims. Zami bhi dushman, falak bhi dushman. Zamana hum se hua hai badzan, tum hi muhabbat se kaam le. Seems as everybody has become disillusioned with us. Ha, what a description it is of the true state of the Ummah. How we have state of the Ummah addresses, state of the nation addresses given by presidents. This is the state of the Ummah. Nabiye Akram, Shafiye Azam, Dukhe Dilon Ka Payam Le Lo, Tamam Dunya Ke Hum Sataye, Kade Huwe Salam Le Lo. کبھی تقاضا وفا کا ہم سے کبھی مذاق جفا ہے ہم سے تمام دنیا خفا ہے ہم سے خبر تو خیر الانام لے لو. The whole world wants us to be loyal, to be faithful, to be trustworthy. They say you are either with us or not with us. Everyone wants the loyalty of the Muslim Ummah. We must be loyal. Pakistan is told you are not doing enough after destroying such large number of people, or taking such large number of people's lives, uprooting millions from their homes, Muslims. And then look at the destruction in the different areas. 4,000 shops are burnt by whom? Were they non-Muslims? Other parts of the world exactly the same. Palestine, look at it. How much of destruction was caused just because Fatah and Hamas were not in agreement. Were they non-Muslims? So on the one hand, the Muslims, the other hand, non-Muslims, everyone is ganged up. تمام دنیا خفا ہے ہم سے خبر تو خیر الانام لے لو. یہ کیسی منزل پہ آ گئے ہیں نہ کوئی اپنا نہ ہم کسی کے. یہ کیسی منزل پہ آ گئے ہیں نہ کوئی اپنا نہ ہم کسی کے. تم اپنے دامن میں آج آقا تمام اپنے غلام لے لو. نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو. If you don't get the enjoyment of the rendition of these Naat Sharifs that you get when some Qawwal is rending it, then I don't care much about that. Whatever kind my voice, but this much I can tell you, that it is from the depths of my heart. Ye kaisi manzil pe aa gaye hain, na koi apna na hum kisi ke. What kind of stage in our life we have reached. Na koi apna na hum kisi. Neither is anyone of benefit to us, and neither are we of benefit to anyone. Everyone seems to be at loggerheads. Of course, we have some exceptions. We're not talking about exceptions. But everyone seems to be at the neck and throat of the other person. Jealousy, malice, greed, arrogance, pride. resentment, dislike, hatred, that has come our lot. Neither do we want to sincerely assist and help to uplift anyone. We will become party to degrading the other Muslim. If we just hear some rumor also, and that person about whom the rumor seems to be surfacing is someone regarding whom we have got some kind of resentment in our heart, or we had some kind of a bad deal in the past, so now we enjoy it somehow to degrade that person. We won't even look at his good qualities anymore. In fact, we will add on a few more, and yet that could be just a rumor that is circulating. How are we going to answer Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Day of Qiyamah, if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has to hold our garment and said, I went through so much of suffering so that Islam and Iman may prevail in the world, so that you may become Jannati, so that you may get the ni'mats of Allah ta'ala in this world and the Akhirah. And is this what you did? Is this the kind of example you set in the world? Na ham kisi ke, na koi apna, na ham kisi ke. Ye kaisi manzil pe aa gaye? Ye kaisi manzil pe aa gaye hain? Na koi apna, na ham kisi ke. Ye kaisi manzil pe aa gaye hain? न कोई अपना न हम किसी के तुम अपने दामन में आ जा तमाम अपने गुलाम ले लो नबी अकरम शफी आज़म दुखे दिलों का प्याम ले लो ये दिल में अरमा है अपने तैयब मजारे अक़दस पे जाके एक दिन. Since it is by him, so therefore it is only correct that first we should mention his name. But thereafter we can put our own name. Ye dil mein arma hai apne yunus mazar-e-aqdas pe jaake ek din. सुनाओ उनको मिहाल दिल का कहूँ मैं उनसे सलाम ले लो. In other words, it is my heartfelt desire that someday I too go and present myself at the Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sunao unko me hal dil ka. Kahun me unse salam alayhi. Ye dil me arma hai apne yunus. Ye dil me arma hai apne tayyib. मजार-ए-अक़दस पे जाके एक दिन सुनाऊं उनको मैं हाल दिल का कहूँ मैं उनसे सलाम ले लो नबी अकरम आज़म दुखे दिलों का पयाम ले लो तमाम दुनिया के हम सताए खड़े हुए हैं Salamulelo, 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 salamulelo. Allah jalla shanuhu. Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह जल्ल जलालुहु। अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह
Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Kareem, Ya Kareem, Ay Rabbe Kareem, Ay Rabbe Kareem, Ay Rabbe Kareem. We are the most sinful servants of yours on the surface of the earth. You are really loving forgiveness of sins, my Allah. Irrespective of how much of sins we may have committed, my beloved Allah, if you forgive the entire mankind, it will not decrease any part of your mercy. My beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of those who turn towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are turning towards you, my beloved Allah. We are not justifying any of our sins. Give us the himmat and courage to give up all the sins in future. My beloved Allah, give us the himmat to make qaza of our namazes. Give us the tawfiq, my beloved Allah, to pay back the zakat that may be due, to keep the qaza of the fast that we have missed. Give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all, to return to whomsoever whatever is due. My beloved Allah, make us all naik, make us righteous, make us pious. Fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa, with the noor of iman, with the noor of yaqeen, with the noor of tawakkul in you, with the noor of trust in you. Bless us with the hearts that you give to the awliya-e-siddiqeen, my beloved Allah. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, mujrim hai aur khatakar hai. Sab kuch hai bande magar tere. Whatever we may be, we are your slaves and your servants, my Allah. No one is going to ask you why you forgave those sinful ones who raised their hands before you after zikrullah in Masjid-e-Noor or wherever they are listening. My beloved Allah, if you forgive us, we will become successful. Shaitan will become disappointed. You will become happy and pleased. Nabi-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become happy and pleased. Mere Allah hamari maghfirat kar de. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, my beloved Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away the sins of mankind. Hamare haal par raham farma, raham farma, raham farma. Have mercy upon us. Open the floodgates of your mercy. Open the floodgates of your forgiveness. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. There is no one for us besides you. There is no other door that we can tap. There is no other home which we can beg. My beloved Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us, we will be destroyed in this world. We will face destruction in the grave. We'll face torture in the fire of Jahannam. My beloved Allah. look at our sins. Look at your ocean of mercy and forgiveness. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Give us the himmat and courage to throw out of our homes and lives those things that have brought such kind of destruction in the morals of our children and ourselves. May Allah give us the himmat and courage. Give us the realization that sins bring nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. My beloved Allah, make us all righteous and pious. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether in hospitals, clinics, in homes, amongst us, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa. My beloved Allah, we know that sometimes sicknesses, diseases, poverty and other kinds of tests and trials, there's great virtues. It is a rahmat and a blessing. But we are extremely weak servants of yours. Even if it is in the form of mercy and blessing, change it to the mercy of good health. Those who are sick, give them good health. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are unemployed, bless them with halal employment, may Allah. Bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Those who are suffering financial problems, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our home, in our life, in our time. Barakat in every bounty and ni'mat that you bless us with. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and wine and women and porn sites on the internet and all other kinds of haram, my beloved Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Keep us all steadfast on Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, each and every one of us, keep us steadfast on Sirat-e-Mustaqim. My beloved Allah, those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who have made Hajj and Umrahs, make it maqbool and mabrur. Bless us all with the opportunity of presenting ourselves at the Rauza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And reciting of the Rauza, Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رحمة للعالمين My beloved Allah, ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, watching porn sites or any kind of haram, my beloved Allah. Daily we are listening, we are reading how suddenly, the angel of death is taking over the lives of large number of people. Suddenly, my beloved Allah, in accidents, in hijackings, in murders and killings, how many people are gone. Don't let the angel of death visit us in any kind of haram. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyima. Bless us with Shahadat in Madina Tayyima. Bless us with Burial in Maqam. My beloved Allah, throughout the world there's so much of problems, so much of hardships, difficulties. Somewhere it's famine, somewhere it's drought, somewhere it's earthquake in Haiti, my Allah. Over 100,000 people suddenly gone. My beloved Allah, those who are believers in you, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Remove the difficulties and hardship and pain of those who are still living. My beloved Allah, save us and protect us from your azab and your wrath. Unite the hearts of the Ummah. of husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters, Ummat of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the pain and suffering of our brothers and sisters in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, Somalia, all parts of the world by Allah. Remove the suffering of mankind around the globe. Bless everyone with hidayah. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de. Mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko abad de. Garche pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda. Garche pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda. Oh Allah, we know we are full of sins, but where do we go? Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya. Ha, tere Allah, tere Rabbe kareem, tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya. We have come to your door. We are your slaves. But we have great hope, my Allah, in your forgiveness, your maghfirah, your mercy, your kindness. So accept each and every one of us. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen. Tabligh wa da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma, ijtimaat. Ya Allah, ghash ta'lim ko qubool farma, masajid, madaris, khanqah ko qubool farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, he asked for protection. Protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.